Black Museum.
Affiliated stations present Escape.
Hall of Fantasy. Inner Sanctum Mystery.
Lights out.
Murder at midnight. The Sealed Book.
Presents Suspense.
Welcome, Weirdos! I'm Darren Marlar, and this is Retro Radio Sunday on Weird Darkness. Each week I bring you a show from the golden age of radio, but still in the genre of Weird Darkness. I'll have stories of the macabre and horror, mysteries and crime, and even some dark science fiction. If you're new here, welcome to the show, and be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast so you don't miss future episodes. And if you're already a member of this weirdo family, please take a moment and invite someone else to listen in with you. Spreading the word about the show helps it to grow. If you're here because you're already a fan of nostalgic audio and print, you'll want to email weirddarkness@radioarchives.com. When you do that, you'll get an instant reply with links to download full-length pulp audiobooks, pulp ebooks, and old-time radio shows for free. That's weirddarkness@radioarchives.com. Coming up, it's an episode from The Unexpected. The Unexpected was a detective thriller that lent itself to quickly made weird stories, with a twist and turn at every ending. The show liked to keep the audience guessing until the very end and then shocked them with the unexpected ending. Later, I'll tell you more about the history of The Unexpected. Tonight, it's a story from July 11, 1947, entitled Mercy Killing. After just killing his wife, a man is somewhat startled to receive a phone call from her, which is certainly something of the unexpected. Now, bolt your doors, lock your windows, turn off your lights, and come with me into the weird darkness.
From Hollywood, Barry Sullivan in The Unexpected.
The Unexpected.
The Unexpected. Life is filled with the unexpected. Happy, romantic, tragic, and mysterious endings to our most ordinary actions. Dreams come true or dreams are shattered by sudden twists of fate in The Unexpected. Who knows what drama may happen tomorrow, or an hour from now, or in just a moment? Who knows what destiny has in store for the lady down the street, the fellow at the next desk, or you, yourself? Who knows? Listen for just a moment for The Unexpected. Mr. Barry Sullivan, outstanding motion picture and stage star in a drama of the unexpected, titled Mercy Killing.
My name is Arnold Stanton. I'm a salesman, a successful one. I live in a little frame house on a shady street out in the suburbs. I've been married for 12 years. All our friends say that Evelyn and I are an ideal couple, devoted to each other. But a few minutes ago, as I came through the front door, I decided to murder my wife.
Is that you, Arnold?
You're a little late tonight, aren't you? You missed the bus. You're usually here by 6 and it's 5 after.
Yeah.
Oh, you look tired, darling. I think you've been working too hard lately. You really need a rest or you'll be ill one of these days. And I don't know what I'd do if anything should happen to you. But we won't ever talk about that, will we, dear? Now, you just sit down here and rest. That's what you need, rest.
Yes, I need a rest. A rest from Evelyn. Sometimes I hate her. Sometimes I'd like to take her throat in my hands and... It's always, darling, what did you do today? And, Arnold, what shall we have for dinner? Why, she can't even get her hair fixed without asking me first. I can't stand it. From morning till night, day after day, she hasn't a thought of her own. She's not a real person. No, she's nothing but a parasite feeding on my spirit. If I could leave her. No. Why, if I mentioned the word divorce, she'd have hysterics for a week. I couldn't break a heart like that. Leaving Evelyn would be worse than killing her. Yes, killing her. But how? It should be a simple crime. An accident, that's it. It's got to look accidental. A fall, that's logical enough. A fall on the stairs. No, in the bathtub and then... But not tonight. Tomorrow morning. Everyone knows she sleeps late. I'll ask her to get up early. No one will suspect. And then the first thing tomorrow morning...
Evelyn. You awake, Evelyn? She's gone. She downstairs already? Am I too late?
That you, darling? I got up early like you asked me to. I'm all ready for the tub, and I'll have breakfast ready before you get dressed.
Don't hurry. There's plenty of time.
Now, I don't want you to be late because of me. I wouldn't want people to say that I wasn't a dependable wife. Oh, Arnold, don't touch me. The tub is slippery, and I might fall. Arnold, you're pushing me. Don't!
Everything seems very normal. The office, Miss Roberts, very normal. And Evelyn is dead and I'm safe. They can't have found her yet. They'll call me as soon as they do. It shouldn't be much longer. I wonder who will find the body. Probably it'll be that Mrs. Bronson down the street. Yes, Mrs. Bronson. She's the likeliest. No, she wouldn't. She wouldn't call the police. She doesn't know anything is wrong. She'd think Evelyn was out shopping or something. Then... Tonight, when I come home, I'd have to find her. Oh, no, I don't want that. I don't want to go back into that bathroom. But I won't have to. I'll get a call any moment now. Anyway, by the time I'm back from lunch, everything will be all right then.
Did you have a nice lunch, Mr. Stanton?
You know how restaurants are these days. Any messages while I was out?
No, sir, not a thing.
Nothing at all?
No. Were you expecting something in particular?
No, just wondered. Well, I'll be in my office if you should need me. They would have called if they'd found her. I'd be notified right away unless something went wrong. Come in.
I'm sorry to bother you, Mr. Stanton. I forgot to tell you when you just asked.
Yes?
There was a message for you. I don't know how I could have overlooked it. It was right on my pad.
What was it, Miss Roberts?
Oh, nothing urgent or anything like that.
What was the message?
It was from your wife. She's playing bridge and may be late getting home this evening. She didn't want you to worry about her.
I...
Is something wrong? I'm sorry, I forgot.
No, nothing at all. Thank you, Miss Roberts.
I won't let it happen again.
Can't be true. She's not alive. That was blood in the water. Her blood, I saw her die. She's not alive. Oh, Miss Roberts must have made a mistake. Yes, that's it, a mistake. She did forget the message at first. It must have come in before, yesterday, or last week. Miss Roberts was looking at the wrong page in her book. Of course, that's it, just a mistake, a perfectly natural mistake. I shouldn't let a little thing like that upset me. I think I'll rest for a minute. I feel a little tired. I guess that's natural. I'll just relax for a moment.
It's after 5, Mr. Stanton. I'll be going now if there's nothing more.
No, I have to hurry along myself. I don't want to be late. Evelyn will be waiting for me.
Oh, no. Don't you remember? She's playing bridge.
Oh. Oh, yes, of course. I forgot.
Well, good night, Mr. Stanton.
So it wasn't a mistake.
Now, Miss Roberts doesn't make mistakes. And I have to go home. Home to Evelyn.
Evelyn! Evelyn, are you there? Evelyn! Evelyn!
I've got to open the bathroom door.
There's nothing to be afraid of. There's no one in there, no one alive, just Evelyn. I've got to go in there. I'm not afraid of Evelyn. She's dead. I know she's dead. What if she's alive? What'll she say? What'll she do? Well, maybe the police are waiting for me in there, waiting to see how I'll act. Oh, no, I can't go in, not yet. Not until I know. If Evelyn is playing bridge, if she really is alive, she's at Mrs. Bronson's. I can find out. Hello, is that you, Mrs. Bronson?
Yes. Who is this, please?
Arnold Stanton.
Why, hello, Mr. Stanton. How are you?
I don't like to bother you, Mrs. Bronson, but there was a message for me this afternoon. Something about Evelyn. Bridge, I think. She isn't there with you, is she?
Yes. Yes, as a matter of fact, she is. Oh. Would you like to speak to her?
Yes, I would.
Well, just hold on. Evelyn! Evelyn! Just a minute, Mr. Stanton. Are you still there, Evelyn? Hello? Hello?
Evelyn.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Stanton. Evelyn isn't here after all. She must have left while I was talking to you. She's probably on her way home now. She ought to be there any minute. Mr. Stanton, did you hear me? Mr. Stanton?
Evelyn. At last I know. The door is open and I know. There's Evelyn, just as I left her. She's dead. Really dead. But Mrs. Bronson told me... They know. They must know. They're trying to trap me. The police must be outside right now waiting to see what I do next. They'll probably come in any minute to arrest me. But they won't get the chance. It's your gun, Evelyn. I gave it to you because you were afraid. Afraid of being alone in the house, but you never needed it. Now I'm afraid, Evelyn. I need the revolver. They found me out. Somehow, somewhere I slipped. I wish I knew what it was, but there isn't time. Now I'll never know. Pick up the gun. Put it next to my cheek. It's cold against my face. And now, squeeze the trigger.
You think the story is over, don't you? But wait. Fate takes a hand. Wait for the unexpected.
Continue with The Unexpected in just a moment. 50 years from now, should some intrepid archaeologist happen to come across a stack of radio and movie scripts from the post-war years, he or she is bound to end up with an interesting take on our culture. It's likely, in fact, that American society circa 1947 will be interpreted as paranoid, suspicious, and steeped in fear and dread. It won't be a true assessment, of course, but if you were to see our culture strictly through the eyes of popular entertainment of the time, it would be easy to understand why someone might believe it. Many of the more popular movies were certainly dark, film noir classics that stressed fear and an ever-present undercurrent of dread and uncertainty. Radio, too, gave us its share of paranoia, with the shadow clouding men's minds and the whistler knowing the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak. And if in that pile of crumbling paper that archaeologist happens upon scripts for a little-known radio series titled The Unexpected, his or her impression of a society in psychological crisis would be even more certain. The Unexpected was a quarter-hour radio series produced by Hamilton Whitney Productions, a Los Angeles-based company producing programs for syndication. One of the many production houses to spring up in the City of Angels after World War II, Hamilton Whitney dedicated itself primarily to the production of weekly or twice-weekly radio features designed to be sold to local stations. Like many syndicated shows at the time, The Unexpected chose its stars from the rank and file of both radio and motion pictures. Unlike big-time network dramatic shows, of course, Hamilton Whitney couldn't afford the price tags attached to A-list celebrities. But this actually proved beneficial, since busy character actors like Barry Sullivan, Jack Holt, and Marcia Hunt were used to playing a multitude of parts with little preparation. Likewise, busy radio performers like Lorene Tuttle could, based on long experience, credibly play most any part after only one or two read-throughs. The budgets may have been small, but thanks to experienced hands both before and behind the microphone, the results were quite impressive. Then, as now, every show that hoped for success had to have some sort of a hook, a gimmick, if you will, that differentiated it from the rest of the competition. In the case of The Unexpected, the series specialized in tense stories of mystery and suspense, usually centering on the thoughts or actions of a single person. A husband loses patience with his nattering wife and decides to do away with her. An ex-con finds himself blackmailed by a fellow inmate. A self-centered debutante carefully plans her breakup with her fiancé. All were simple but engaging plots for this enterprising series. But the fascinating thing about the shows, and the hook designed to attract and retain the interest of listeners, was the twist ending that came with each program. You'll be listening along to the story, and then, just about the time the plot is being resolved, the program's announcer will say, "You think the story is over, don't you? But wait, fate takes a hand. Wait for the unexpected." Well, after that, what can a poor listener do but sit through the commercial break that follows to find the real ending to the tale? For fans of mysteries, and particularly those who like guessing what the twist endings will be, hearing The Unexpected is a real delight, and it's a series that even the most avid of radio buffs has probably never even heard of, let alone had the chance to enjoy. In their ongoing attempt to seek out and rediscover the long-lost shows from radio's past, RadioArchives.com is pleased to bring this series back for the enjoyment of a whole new generation of listeners. Transferred directly from original transcription recordings and fully restored for sparkling audio fidelity, The Unexpected is a series that we know you'll find as fascinating as we do. Get an instant download of all the available episodes at RadioArchives.com. And remember, you'll also want to email WeirdDarkness@RadioArchives.com. When you do that, you'll get an instant reply with links to download full-length pulp audiobooks, pulp ebooks, and old-time radio shows for free. That's WeirdDarkness@RadioArchives.com.
And now for the surprising conclusion of Mercy Killing, starring Barry Sullivan, written by Robert Libbett and Frank Burt, and produced and directed by Frank K. Danzig. And Evelyn and Arnold were so happy. Too bad. But it's all over now. Well, not quite over. Just a few words more. A short comment from Mrs. Bronson. You remember the bridge-playing matron down the street? She's talking to Inspector Cook from Homicide.
Yes, Inspector. In a way, I feel sort of responsible. You see, Evelyn was such a dear friend, and there was this other person. Really, he was a charming young man, and Evelyn had been seeing him. I told her she was very wrong, but you know how it is, so I sort of covered for her, as they say. As a matter of fact, I called Mr. Stanton's office this afternoon and pretended I was Evelyn. You see, she had asked me to, because today was to be, something special, and she was afraid she'd be late. And then later he telephoned me to check up on her. I had to say she was with me, and when he wanted to talk to her, I pretended she just left. Just imagine. I told him Evelyn was on the way home, and then he went upstairs and found her. Like that. Oh, it must have been horrible. I don't know what he thought, but he must have been overcome. People don't kill themselves unless they are. But anyway, he never found out about the young man. It makes sort of a perfect ending. Poor Mr. Stanton. He loved her so.
Mercy Killing, starring Barry Sullivan, was transcribed in Hollywood. Listen for another exciting story starring lovely Marcia Hunt, who meets the unexpected. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, presented under the supervision of Alvin C. Gershenson.
Thanks for listening to this week's Retro Radio Sunday episode of Weird Darkness. If you haven't done so yet, be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast so you don't miss future episodes. And if you like the show, please share it with someone you know who also loves old-time radio and pulp audio. If you want to hear even more, drop an email to weirddarkness@radioarchives.com and get an instant reply with links to download full-length pulp audiobooks, pulp ebooks, and old-time radio shows absolutely free. That's WeirdDarkness@RadioArchives.com. Weird Darkness is a production and trademark of Marler House Productions. Copyright Weird Darkness 2023. I'm Darren Marler, and I'll see you next week for Weird Darkness's Retro Radio Sunday.